Welcome everyone to Zoom Satsang. First, I will welcome everyone. I can see there's quite a big attempt. This is nice. It looked like Sangha getting stronger and stronger to be together, and I can see on WhatsApp and Facebook that the activity is very strong and people sending beautiful photos and the photo from past, which is very nice to see and have memory of Shantimai. Every one of you have a lot of memory of Shantimai and is still very fresh when Shantimai left her body. So I can only say that my heart is aching. I'm good. I'm very strong. I feel I can continue to do what Shantimai asked me to do and support. Now I'm supporting not just Shantimai, but everyone else in Sangha and also myself. So maybe this is what everyone has opportunity. Of course, we have time of grieving, which is very important. I noticed that I still have very difficult to accept Shantimai passing because it happened so unexpectedly and so fast. But life is the way it is. So the only thing is to accept and go on. And most important, to stay joyful, happy, and knowing that the aching in the heart, it is also a benefit for everyone else because the heart is soft and very loving. I will. I don't know what to say more, but because it's one thing I will say that the satsang will continue because this was very important time for Shantimai. Every time she was making satsang, she was always in her own element. And we can continue with the Zoom satsang. We will put different kind of subjects and video and maybe also sometime just talk. So you always welcome because this is another way to keep the Sangha strong and alive. And I wish you all the best. And I just mentioned one thing, that the Tarasacha will continue to function. And I wish that everyone will who want to be with Sangha. I know India being always the place people feel inclined to come and spend time with Chandamai. But now we have Tarasacha. So you're always welcome. I usually call it the highway of Tarasacha is done. So we just need to maintain and continue to pray and have sharing with each other. And life go on. I wish you all the best, and Sahara will take over and say a few words.
Namaste, namaskar, beloved Sangha, bye. It's an honor to be with you in this moment. It's both powerful and grieving and somehow beautiful at its center. I'll start with explaining the reason for the ceremonies that we've had here at Satchadham. When I returned to India, I'd heard that Chetan Swami of Satcha Baba Ashram in Arail had also passed, and I attempted to get there in time for his cremation, so I changed my flights and got there just in time to miss it, but I was able to have conversations with our pundits and our and our friends there, and they told me that according to the Shastras, which are the roughly speaking the prescribed actions from the Vedas. It's a discussion of what's how to handle certain situations. And one of them is that after the Shastras say that on the 16th day after the cremation of a saint, there is to be a havan and a ceremony of remembrance, not a ceremony of mourning, but a celebration of the life. So the community gathers around a bhandara, which is a public meal. That meal consists of prasad from the ashram. And then a ceremony, a puja to the photograph of the saint, in this case, of course, Shantimai. And thereafter, people sharing and singing and being together in that moment. And that 16th day happened to fall on Holi. So here in the ashram, we rearranged for a bhandara. But we had a havan on the day before because of the timing of the 16th day. We fell kind of on the line because it was at 5 p.m. in France, and the lunar calendar of the Shastras is the day begins sundown. I won't go too much into the technicalities, but we had the havan on the 13th, which was absolutely beautiful, attended by 11 Brahmin saying the prayers, and we had the havan in the garden of Shantimai, where we had so many blessed ceremonies over the years. And it was beautifully timed, beautifully attended, and beautifully done. It was truly, truly, truly beautiful. The next day, we had the Bhandara at 2 p.m. after the mayhem of Holi, the lovely mayhem of Holi. And yes, we'll leave it there. So at 2 p.m., they came. Naropa, who is a student of Shantimai that also has students, came with his sangha in the morning with 100 people, and they helped out and attended the bhandara also. It was a lovely synchronicity that he attended with his people and filled out the rooms and made everything very lovely. Because it was holy and other logistical and social concerns, it was attended by just the right people at the right time for sure. I did let everybody know and letting you know now that we are planning to have another ceremony next year on the 1 year anniversary of Shantimai's passing. We're still choosing a day, speaking with the pundits and the ashram to make sure that we find exactly the right moment for that. But we are intending, at least in this moment, to have a season as we have had for the last couple of years of 1 month, something like February 10th to March 10th, because the 1 year anniversary of the passing of Shantimai's body was on the 16th of February. Mahashivaratri is on the 15th, so if we arrive on the 10th, we can be somewhat prepared for Shivaratri and fully prepared for the offering of ashes of Shantimai's ashes to Ganga. And of course, all are welcome to attend. And we will be providing more information in the coming weeks and months. Just for the purposes of this meeting, let's not have questions about that just yet. Our intention in this moment is to share our memories perhaps a story of Shanti Mai, just an I love you, and I don't mean just. Whatever it is on your heart, keeping in mind that we have 130 people here, so if there's any possibility of leaving out some of the details and getting right to the moment that you are attempting to share, that would be greatly appreciated by all, including, I am sure, Shanti Mai. So I think it would be appropriate. Let us take a moment, and those who have received the Guru Mantra will take a moment to share that in peace. And if that hasn't been a part of your path just yet, to silently engage with the Gayatri Mantra. And let's take a few moments to really call in our love, our presence, and be fully here. And let us listen to each other deeply, and let us share from our hearts, even if it's silently. So so let us engage in a full mala of Guru Mantra, and this Gayatri Mantra as it arrives. And we'll call that starting just a moment. My mala's not in my hand. And just remembering also that the Guru Mantra is said in silence. We will also chant Gayatri in silence if that's what your path is. And Now, I'd like to open to anybody who would like to raise their hand in this moment. Rather than going in the order of the hands, I'm probably going to look for the longest time disciples first and then move forward just so we can get a maybe a somewhat ordered view of Shantimaya's presence in our lives. That might not be 100%, but please. And if it's just one hand at a time, we'll just move in that way also.
And first, we have to go. Om Sri Satye
Jai ho.
Mahaprabhu ki
Jai ho.
Paramatma ki jai Gurudev Bhagwan ki jai
Jai ho.
Satya Sangha ki
Jai ho.
Shantimai ki
Jai ho.
Maharaj ji ki
Jai ho.
Satya Baba ki
Jai
Hari Nari
ho.
Baba ki
Jai ho.
Kacha Baba ki
Jai ho.
Om Sri Satye Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai, jai, jai. So a quick technical reminder on raising your hand. Down below, there is a little button, a little drop-down window that will be raised if you hit React. And under React, there is a button called Raise Hand. If you hit that, then a hand will appear next to you, and then we can spotlight you. And you can be ready to speak. When you see the little notice that says, please unmute, go ahead and hit that button, and then we can hear you as well. If you just can't figure out that button, give us a text here, or wave your hand, and we will perhaps be able to see you.
Over. No. Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. I'd like to share something. We've been with Shantimai since 94, and the first time we met her was in Belgium, and we were like in a very tiny setting in a house of someone who gave yoga. And when Shantimai came down from a staircase that goes around, for me, it felt like, and this is poetically speaking, like an angel had been coming down from the skies. And you and me, we were going through a rough patch, and she really put us straight. Really. And that has happened many times. Like I used to say, she remarried us again and again. And we're fine now. And I want to share a short story at the beginning of Terra de Sacha, when there was no place to sleep and we were being in tents and we were with our children. Like Wouter was around 7, I think, and our daughter was smaller.
16.
10? Oh, okay, 10. And he had a big fight with his sister and he went off. In Terra de Sacha, that's quite something because when you go down the mountain, there's a river. I was worried. And I remember Shantimai being in her window, screaming, really screaming, Walter, Walter, and asking me if I was worried. And our son is called Wouter, that's Dutch, but of course she made it into Walter. Well, there are lots and lots of memories. This one is from the beginning. He ended up in the tent. He mustn't run off at all. He ended up in the tent. I love Shanti Mai dearly. That will always be there. Always, always. For it's forever. And something to say about our son. Shanti Mai used to give children satsangs in those days. And Wouter has never mentioned this. But since he had that satsang, he used to meditate when he was going to school and sitting for a train to go to Amsterdam. We live in Harlem. Sitting in lotus posture, waiting for the train. And he never told us that. So it has not only impacted adults, it has also impacted children, which I am deeply grateful for. And his child, our granddaughter, she's now 3. Shanti Mai gave her a name also. So it is not only a continuation for us, it is a continuation for generations to come. So I really feel that our legacy is to keep on carrying this light that we have been, that has been, let's say, awakening in us. This is what I wanted to share. And what's it?
Okay. I have a nice story also. It is many years ago that we went with the Sangha to the Kumbh Mela, but we also went to Allahabad and Varanasi. And in Varanasi, we had satsang in hotel, and I had a question for Shanti Mai, and so she said, okay, what do you want to ask me? And I said, well, I'm kind of worried that I'm not getting enlightened before I die, because I really wanted to be enlightened before I die. And I thought, well, she would say something like, you cannot really force it, or things like that. But she said, and I never forgot it, and she said, oh, what a beautiful concern. And, well, it was very nice. Short story, but very nice. Yep, you're done. Namaste.
And the silence between is perfectly fine. There's no rush here. Ramananda, are you there?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
There you go.
Ramananda is the name Shanti Mai gave me many, many years ago. I have the privilege of meeting her in Eugene, Oregon. I was a grad student at the university in 1990, so I've known her many, many years. I still have vivid memories of walking into her first satsangs at the university. It was during the summer session. She was using the university buildings and to set up. She had one picture of Maharaji, and I remember walking in, and I would smell the Nag Champa incense before I'd even get into the room. And her first satsangs were basically talking about Maharaji, and she taught us the Gayatri. So the first few, and it was just once a week, I would go. Towards the end of the summer, when she was getting ready to go back to India, maybe the fall, we had a few meetings at a private house, and I asked if I could write to her, Shanti Mai. So we exchanged many beautiful letters back and forth during her first year away. At some point, those letters were passed on to somebody in Europe, and they were made into a booklet, a book. That's been 20, 25 years ago. I don't know what's happened to those since then. But during that time that we were writing letters back and forth, Shantimai really captured my heart with those letters. And then when she came back to Eugene, pretty quickly, I asked her to initiate me. And I remember the date, June 9th, 1991. That was the day I was scheduled to get my master's degree from the University of Oregon. But instead, I chose to spend the afternoon with Shantimai and take initiation into this Bij mantra, silent mantra. At that time, she gave me a really small Bhagavad Gita as part of the ceremony. And I was happy and lucky to keep that Gita for about 33 years. Last time I saw Shantimai in person was at Teradasacha about a year ago, 14 months ago. And it was really nice for me to return that Gita to her as a Christmas present. And that was a very special Bhagavad Gita to Shantimai. She was very touched by the returning of it because she had lost track of where it was. And it was a very special moment for me to be able to return that Gita to Shantimai, and I had kept it for 33 years or so. So that's my story. Thank you for letting me share.
Namaste, everybody. Actually, I don't know what exactly to share, but when I see Ramananda, I have to raise my hand because we were the first Swamis of Shantimai in the 90s, and we were doing the pujas together. The arati, I was doing it in her house when her house was newly built. And then we did all these many havams for weddings and of the Sangha and people passing. It was a very special time for me until later I found my husband. So, and the first day I met Shantimai, I think it's the same day as also Indro met Shantimai. We were walking over the bridge of Lakshmanjula, and Shantimai was meeting Gangaji. Gangaji is a disciple of Punjaji, who's enlightened master also. So they met on the bridge, and they took us to Shantimai's room, and with 20 people, we had the first time for me was Shantimai. And from then on, there were many small satsangs on the Ganga with few people. In that year, 94, I met her February 94. In this Indian season, there were first very few people, like 20 people. At the Ganga, we had the beautiful satsangs. Shantimai was like a very young woman, so like a girl almost, thin and beautiful. And yeah, it was just beautiful, like also like meeting two angels, Shantimai and Gangaji. But my heart just fell on Shantimai's feet, and she asked, "Did I know you from before?" And I had to cry for 1 week because surely I had known Shantimai before. So it's just to meet always again the Guru. Namaste.
So, namaste, everyone. My story is also about my first meeting with Shantimai. I met her in Teresacha, 90-something, and I was standing in front of the door in the mandir, just in front of the door, bending down, And as I was bending down, I saw two soft feet enter with an apricot dress over. And I didn't look up because just to see her feet made my heart melt. So I just cried and cried and cried. And my heart just opened totally, like when I met Maharaji later on. And Budani in those days, Swami Budani, brought me to in front of Shantumai, and I was just crying and sitting there. Shantumai looked me into the eyes and she said, please just cry, because these are the tears of God. So that's what I think about when I cry and when my heart is aching for not having her presence and her physical body. She will always be in my heart. And the tears are still the tears of God. Namaste.
Yeah, and I would like to say that I'm so grateful. And I have all of you as my family. I don't want to talk too much because it's just like that. And I look forward to meet you wherever we meet. I just love all of you. And thank you.
Thank you.
Shantimai. Thank you.
Yes. Just giving you one minute.
Namaste, everybody. The first time I met Shantimai, I'd been diagnosed with a quite a serious illness. And I asked the nurses if I could go to India. And when I went to Sachidam Ashram, Prem, who was managing the satsangs at that time, seating people and organising, he asked me if I'd been before, and I said no. And he sat me right at the front, to the left of Shantimai. And as soon as Shantimai came into the room, it was like a tap was being turned on. I just couldn't stop weeping. And then she sat down, there was bhajans playing, and every time she looked at me, I would cry. And then she said to me, "Where are you from? I can feel your heart." And I said, "Shantimai, it's dancing." And I had to come back to have surgery to England. And I wrote to Prem to ask when Shantimai would be in India again. And he said, "She'll be there in October, but she's on retreat with Maharaji." And I took the risk and flew to India in October. And I was sat on Maharaji's veranda. And one of the ladies who used to look after Maharaji came to me and said, "Shantimai's here, but she's on retreat, and if you're meant to see her, you..." And before she said "will," Shantimai was at the end of the pathway to Maharaji's house. And she came rushing towards me, and I scrambled up, and I asked her if she'd initiate me. And she said, "Yes, I would just love to do that." And she went into Maharaji's house. And then when she came out of the house, as she walked back to her house, she turned around and threw an apple. And I caught the apple. And all the Brahmin priests that were around at that moment started clapping. And that was like a transmission. And then it was the following Thursday she initiated me. I have had many moments and times with Shantimai that I feel... I can't even express how I feel about the times that was shared with her. I love her dearly. I love the satsang dearly. And I'd just like to thank you all for keeping this going. It's so important. Namaste, everybody.
So my name is Gyani. I met Shantimai in 94. And this morning in the car, I was thinking which story to tell because there are so many. And there were two little stories came in my mind that I would like to tell. And one is 20 years ago, and the other one is just recent. If that's okay that I tell both. So the first story is in 2005, Shantimai was in Cologne, and at that time she was staying in an apartment of a student in Cologne, and that apartment was in the second floor of an apartment building. And always when Shantimai was in Cologne, she loved to go to this big art store. There was a big art shop on two levels, and she always bought a lot of colors and papers to paint. So we went there, and then the next day, she said to me, she gave me this big sheet of white paper, and she said, bring it down, put it on the sidewalk, right underneath the kitchen window. And I was already guessing what's coming. And then she said, and you stay downstairs and you take care that people walk around so nobody will get paint on their clothes. So that's what I was doing. Then Shantimai was throwing the color out of the window. Blue, red, yellow. Some color hit the paper and some didn't. I had to tell the people go around, and people went like, some were like, oh, that's really interesting. And some people were like, that's about the craziest thing I've ever seen. And even some people said, what's that crazy lady doing there? And so then at some point, Shantimai said, so bring the sheet of paper up. So it was full of color, and on the stairs, I split a little bit of the color. And then as I was in the apartment, the landlord rang the bell and he said, color, color. Like, and we said, yeah, we get the bucket. And we washed the stairs and the sidewalk, and everything was clean again. And it was, for me, it was such a teaching. I mean, first to see how free Shantimai was. She was so free. I mean, it was a teaching for me to not care what other people think. I mean, as long as you don't harm them, which she didn't, of course. And Shantimai was so joyful. She got so much joy out of the situation. Like, for days she went, like the landlord said, color, color, as if he would say, blood, blood, we need to call the ambulance or something like that. So it was wonderful. And I think also for the people, I mean, everybody who experienced that, I think they never forget it. Because, I mean, that was in Germany, and I think I thought in Germany there's not a law that says you're not allowed to draw your painting by throwing color out of the window. So that was a wonderful experience. And then I think that day or the next day, it was Givenchy's birthday, and we met Givenchy for lunch or dinner, and Shantimai gave that painting to her for her birthday. I don't know if you're here, Givenchy, you will remember. So Shantimai called it accidental art. So that was the story 20 years ago, and then I would like to tell a small short story that was only 3 weeks ago. We were in the car from Terre de Sacha to Amélie-les-Bains. I was in the car with Mashnu and Dharma and Kamali. And first we stopped at Amélie-les-Bains, where Shantimai's body was to visit. So we sat there in the room and meditated. And then from there we had to go to Perpignan to the cremation ceremony. And I think we were not. I think we were about the last people there. We four, and then at some point we saw this small black Volkswagen bus coming to this house, and it was covered with flowers inside. So we assumed this is the car that will take Shantimai's body to Perpignan. And Dama, then she even asked the two Frenchmen, and they said yes, yes, that's what they will do. So, and then Mashno, he suggested we better hurry because he had a rental car that he had rented in Barcelona airport, and there was some problem with the car, and we could go not faster than 90 kilometers an hour on the highway. So we jumped in the car and went to Perpignan, which was an hour drive. And because our car was slow, that led to the fact that at one point we saw this black Volkswagen bus passing by on the highway. And it was really a very absurd situation, sitting in the car and watching the car and knowing there's Shantimai's body driving by. And it was very quiet in the car. And all of a sudden, there was a voice out of the navigator, loud and clear, saying in German, we were only Germans in the car, saying in German, everything is all right. And we all were shocked. And then Mashno, he bursted out in a big laughter, and then we all released our surprise in a big laughter, and we couldn't believe what we heard. And then after a few minutes, Mashno is this IT guy, he says, oh, there must be some kind of artificial intelligence in this navigator, and when you touch some button, then they start talking. But he didn't touch any button. He had his both hands on the steering wheel, and also the navigator at that time was not talking about directions or streets. It came out of silence. Out of the silence, this voice said, everything is okay. And I'm very glad that I was not alone in the car, because nobody would believe me. So you can ask Mashnu, Dharma, Kamali. That was very amazing. So these were my stories to share. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. You're unmuted now.
Okay, we're unmuted.
Namaste, everybody. So beautiful to hear all the stories. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
you. Brings lots of memories up, but we wanted to share a story of us both together. And Humi starts.
Okay, so this story is from 2002. And Mandakini and I had just gone for our first date together.
For dinner.
And
in Ramjula.
And the very next morning, Mandakini saw Shantimai, and Shantimai...
Was due in the house, and Shantimai and Giyani, they opened the door of the glass room in the house, and both peeked out like little girls, or not little girls, like curious young women. How was it? Are you going to Mallorca, or is he coming to Mallorca, or are you going to Australia? And I just blushed red and said, we only went out for a dinner. Not more. And something was obviously in the weaving, which I didn't know yet. And then
later that day, we went to visit Arundhati, who was a very special elephant friend of Shantimai's. Mm-hmm. And we were at Arundhati, and Mandakini, who was then called Jivan Mukta, was over the other side of the circle, and I was standing just a couple of people away from Shantimai. Shantimai looked and said, Where's Jivan Mukta? And then she went, what are you doing there? You're supposed to be here. And pointed to next to me. And I was quite embarrassed about that.
Yeah, and I blushed red. And on the drive, she had asked you.
Mm. And then on the drive back, we were in the taxi behind Shanti Mai's taxi. And she pulled over to the side. We pulled over to the side. She called me over. And she said, how was the date? And I said, we only went out for dinner. And she said, yes, but you have to follow these feelings of love. You have to. And this is just after we'd met. And it was like, oh my
God. Yeah, we had only met really a few days before, maybe a week before or something in Rishikesh.
So in a very real sense, Shanti Mai's encouragement for us to move together really encouraged us to do so. Otherwise, we probably would have been much more cautious and taken much more time. And as it was, I asked Mandakini to marry me 4 days after our first date. And here we are in 2025. We are still very much in love, and Shanti Mai is still at the center of our relationship and always will be.
Yeah, for us, well, the teaching with Shanti Mai was to have God in the center of the relationship. And we got a wedding ring with a little diamond in the center, and that was representing Shanti Mai. And when we are very, both very strong, and we have good arguments and good many moments that are actually not so easy, more in the beginning than now. And it was always coming to that center point of love, not going into past, not driving stories, and always coming completely into the heart with Shanti Mai and unite there. And this is still the center of our relationship. And I want to thank also Achala for her sharing, because she was the one, when she chanted the Gayatri, Arati in the Cologne satsang that I attended in 1995, I started crying and couldn't stop through the whole satsang. And she was very strongly for me the wish to live in such dedication and in such prayer and be very, very close to Shanti Mai. Yeah. And thank you to everybody in the Sangha. I feel like Shunyata. This is my home, my belonging, my family. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And thank you, Shanti Mai. Wow. We are all here and all together for all the words and blessings and gifts that she spread. You want to say something?
I would like to close with the depth of love and gratitude that I feel is immeasurable. And to have Sangha as family is so precious. Thank you all. And thank you, Shanti Mai.
Hi, Yulia. We just got your message that you would like to share. Can you please turn on your camera? Because we can't spotlight you without your camera on. Please unmute.
Oh, hello. Yes, I just wanted to share that I was in fear of animal life when I heard of Shanti Mai's passing, and I put flowers for her in the ashram on many places. So I just wanted to write that really. But thank you for asking me to share. Yeah. I felt a little wary of sharing because, I mean, I met Shanti Mai in 94 actually, but I was coming and going. So I felt like maybe I didn't really have the right to share like other people. But when I heard of her passing, it really, really affected me really strongly. And then, yeah, I just realized how much she'd meant to me and how much she was so significant to me in my life, and just very grateful. Very grateful to her. So thank you. I mean, I could share many stories as well, but one little short story which I remembered this morning, which was I thought was quite funny, was I stayed in Ped Fletcher with my son. It was 2010, and one night we were living in the house, and these bats came in, and they were circling in the room, and me and my son, we were freaking out, and Shanti Mai came in the room and physically removed by herself the bats, and then invited us to come and sleep up with her, next to her and Indra. I always remember that. Yeah, thank you for asking me to share.
Namaste, everyone. I met Shanti Mai in 2015 in Harrisonburg in the U.S. and took Guru Diksha in 2018, the first time I was in India with her. The memory I want to share is of 2019 when I was asked to run the soundboard for satsang. And it was such a great honor to sit directly in line with Shanti Mai every single day that we had satsang. And the experience of that union of myself and Shanti Mai and the musicians and everyone in the satsang hall creating this beautiful symphony and harmony together was something I'll never forget, and something that taught me a lot about sound and music and life and everything. It taught me everything in those moments, and I'm so grateful. And there's so many precious memories that have come flooding back to my mind when I heard of Shanti Mai's rapidly declining health and passing. And I've been so grateful to be in connection with all of you through these meetings and the WhatsApp group, and to see all of the pictures and all of the memories of everyone else from before I knew Shantimai, it's been really wonderful. So thank you all. Namaste.
Kaitan, can you please turn on your camera so we can spotlight?
Yeah, just a moment.
Yeah, wait. Okay.
My story is very simple. For me, it was amazing because it was a series of coincidences. I was in Delhi and planning to go to Agra, and then I got sick, and the guy that was hosting me after I got well, as I was planning to leave, and she told me, why don't go to Haridwar, and then for a wedding. And then we went to Haridwar, and then after the wedding, they told me, why don't you go to Rishikesh, because it's a nice place. So I went to Rishikesh, just hanging around as a tourist. And then I've heard of a guru called Shantimai. I'm not sure, I think from Prem or something. And I went there just for three days, three satsangs. And after that, I came back to Greece and everything was changed. I was feeling totally different and my friends were telling me I was different. So after that year, I come every year almost. I've been in 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 24, 25. I come every year to Rishikesh and to stay with Shantimai. And for me, it was amazing because before that, I was not so much, very little in spirituality, and I didn't know anything about gurus or these kind of things. And after that, everything changed and my life changed, and it helped me also with my work. And I really want to say a big thank you to Shantimai that helped me very much also personally and also my work, and thank you to the Sangha. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to share one of my many lovely memories with Shantimai. I took Diksha in Perth in the mid-90s. And I think it was the following year, I don't think it was 2 years later. I'd never been with an Eastern master before, and this was sort of all new to me, what happened. And I wasn't sure whether this was my calling to be with her or not. And I didn't write to her, and I was waiting for Shantimai to come back to Perth. And I remember going to the first satsang in Shenton Park and sitting at the back. And I was thinking beforehand, like, how's this going to happen? Like, do I have to ask a question, or how will I know whether we're meant to be together or not? And I can still see it so vividly in my mind, in my heart. Shantimai was walking in down the side of the hall that we were in, sort of bent over as she used to walk in. And there was no eye contact between us. She was just facing ahead and I was at the back of the room. And I remember I looked over and just physically saw her walking in. And I just, common statement made by people, I just burst into tears and just cried and cried and cried. And I thought, oh, there we go. I think I've got my answer. And since then it was just, she had my heart and it never moved. It was just a lovely memory for me. And I just, as I say, so many beautiful memories, but it was a very special one for me that I hold very dear. And it's, again, what's been echoed by other Sangha members already. I just feel so grateful to have met most of you, not all of you, but most of you at different times, and to have you all in my life. It's just such a blessing, such a grace. It's just unending, and it just continues to flow in my life, and I'm so grateful to those I have met and those I haven't met, because you contribute to what we are all creating together. So, yeah. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Namaste, everyone. It's so amazing, beautiful to hear you. Wow. I met Shantimai 2013 with my daughter Sophie. She was 3 years at that time. And I think that was the moment where our life just changed into the very most beautiful way that I can imagine. I do want to share a story, but I'm just like tears up. I'll get back to the Sophie story in a moment. The other story I wanted to share is what, like the last few days as I was going through all of these beautiful moments, or what I would like to share. One thing came up, and it was the, it was going to Ukraine with all of you in the car. And the moment as, as you know, as I was standing at that bus with all of the orphans, and Shantimai had guided us or me to this direction, and being able to share the Gayatri Mantra with the orphans in this bus from Ukraine. Having this opportunity in life, praying for people, knowing Shantimai is just standing right next to me, so we're doing it all together. I think this is the greatest gift that I ever received. Also knowing that my daughter Sophie, who is in puberty now and is just such an amazing girl, she still does her Gayatri Mantra praying in the morning. And it always felt like Shantimai is her grandmother. She's just still so unique. You know, if I see her around with her friends, I can still see how she's like being 3 years old in Teredesacha and being such a chill, nice, easy person. Because I knew Shantimai would always see her and just pray for her. So I think being a single mother was actually quite easy for me, because it never felt single because I had Shantimai. And of course, this amazing Sangha, because all of you who've been there to support me and Sophie was a great gift. I'm so much looking forward to meet you all in India next year. It's just, that's a really good thing to look forward to be with all of you. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, everyone. I'm going to take a moment here and read a letter from Prem Baba to the Sangha. For those of you who don't know, Prem Baba is a guru bhai of Shanti Mai. They each shared Maharaji as their guru, and he holds students. He's from Brazil, and they had a great and long, loving friendship filled with respect and love. Dear Blessed Sangha, today we were able to meet with the Shanti Mai. She was the bridge that led me to Maharaji. I came to India for the first time in 1999, driven by a spiritual vision. Maharaji appeared in my meditation and called me to come to Rishikesh. But at that time, there was no internet, and I knew nothing about Satchadham. I was in Pune, in Osho's ashram, when I heard about an American teacher who welcomed Westerners in Rishikesh. I came to meet Shanti Mai, and I met my guru, Maharaji. She led me to him. My relationship with my guru ban went through many different phases. In the beginning, we were very close and lived beautiful experiences together. Among all the transcendental experiences, perhaps the most striking was when we went with a group for an immersion in the heights of the Himalayas. Some of you may remember it. Later, we had some differences, especially when Maharaji asked me to construct the building and told me he would make me his successor. But even amid our difficulties, we were always good friends. We were able to say everything we felt to each other. I feel we were a good example of Guru Bhai and Guru Ban. Even when we disagreed, we remained united, and in the end, love was always there. We always ended our conversations by saying, "I love you deeply." When, in 2018, I went through one of the hardest trials of my life, she embraced me and proved her greatness. We reconnected and our love rekindled, dissolving all differences. We connected in a very special way, just as we had in many lifetimes. I saw the self in Shanti Mai. That's a capital S self. I don't know how to announce that properly. It's beautifully said. I saw the self in Shanti Mai, and she saw me. And our relationship was rooted in this profound recognition of our spiritual nature, surrendered to the Satcha mission. I see that she gave herself in sacrifice when she led the Gayatri Mantra vigil to heal the field of Satchadham. I feel that she took on much of the ashram's bad karma into her body. This is my opinion. I may be wrong. She chose to do this. We understand that the Leela unfolding at Satchadham is a microcosm of what is happening in the world. And right now, the world is undergoing a deep purification. Evil is acting in defiance of love, but I pray this sacrifice serves the highest purpose of our mission, and that the love, joy, and grace that once flowed so abundantly and generously in Satchadham may flow again. And that we may honor Bodhisattva Shanti Mai with the recognition she deserves. If today we are walking the path of Sanatana Dharma, it is because of the love that flowed through her in the form of service to Satya. Maybe she received my pronouns. The only reason I'm not physically there with you, and this was for the other night, so this was in terms of the other night. So this was his function. My place remains in Maharaji's room, shouting Jai Ho. Beloved Sangha, what an honor it's been to be with Guruji in the physical realm and with all of our family. So much could be said, and what I feel just goes on and on and on, and all the stories and all the remembrances is just how, whatever the situation was and whatever the circumstances was and whatever anybody was going through, she would always just show up with love. And she wouldn't back down from anything, anywhere, at all, and would always meet and would always be victorious. And I remember in the beginning, I've never seen anyone fiercely fight for people's hearts in that way, and I had to just stand in stillness in many moments and just realize that all she was doing, even in those heated, fiery, wonderful bursts of such as grace that came from her heart and soul and the universe within her, that it was always just clearing away and cutting to the root of that person's desire of realization. And she wouldn't take no for an answer. Never, ever. It was always in full victory. And also just knowing that she would always, no matter what I would get myself into of earthly realms and experiences, she was always there. I've never, ever had I experienced anything like that, that somebody would just love you unconditionally. And I want to tell this story of walking into society after many years of a lot of inner movements in India, knowing that I would have to somehow be in the Western world with all of what she was from the inside. And I got myself in some really, really funky situations. And at one point in time, the story of the Heyoka, the sacred clown of the Lakota, came into being and started resonating in many different ways. And it was very uncomfortable and it was very challenging. And I wasn't sure what she was going to think about it. You know, I had all kinds of just concerns and couldn't say that I was a Heyoka because it means you would have to, in their tradition, you would have to be struck by lightning and you would have to have a dream of a certain herb and you would need to sacrifice a dog and have the dog head boiling in these herbs in a certain prescription. And in front of the entire tribe, you would need to put your hands in that pot and take out the dog head and without having burned your hands. And she came to Satya Kutir and to the Satya Stupa, and we were preparing, and I came to her room, and the moment arose, and I said, Chantimai, I cannot claim, I have not gone through those rites of passages, and I told them as I told you, and yet in my heart of hearts, I feel that there's really something to this story. And, you know, she just like turned around, and with those eyes, just like, she was like, you were born, Heyoka. And that power of being able to just clear the road, clear whatever would be in that field, which often and always was the thinking, yet was really tangible. Like she just had that incredible, incredible grace to her, fueled, as far as I see, humbly fueled by Maharaji's light and the light of Satya. And as I said at the memorial 2 days ago, I feel, and it's my deepest inner experience, that her having been here incarnated on Earth has changed the consciousness of our planet and the solar system and the universe. There is no doubt in my heart. And to be a disciple and with the family of all of us as disciples is the greatest honor I could possibly have in this lifetime. And I bow to her and to you with all of my heart and soul. Thank you, Guruji. Thank you, Sangha. Om Sri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya. Jai Ho.
Namaste, everyone. Is the voice on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm really touched by all the stories, every single one of them. It's really touching my heart, because I feel that we all have the same, we are all one heart with Shantimai, and all have deep, deep experiences about how magical and wonderful she is. I haven't thought of any story I want to share, but of course I have many since I have been with Shantimai since 1994. But mainly I come on also to Ramananda, that these papers he talked about, these letters, they're still around. When we were sorting out things in Chantimai's house, we came across two copies, and they're called letters to a disciple. And it's her letters to you, Ramananda. It's not yours too, but they are, I think it's 30-something pages. And we were talking about bringing them to Teresatya, where there would be most people who would benefit from reading it. If it's going to be like this, I don't know, but they are in her house. So they are around. They're kept. And thank you, everyone. I love you all, and I'm so grateful that I'm here, surrounded by Sangha and the love. Namaste.
So, Ramananda, we did find them. We can have a conversation about how to get a copy to you. At a wonderful discount, of course. Since there aren't any other raised hands at the moment, all right. Oh, we had a raised hand, but then it disappeared. Shakti, was that you? No. Okay, we'll start with Sarah. She came up. That's fine.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I'm Bonnie. I'm actually Shakti's daughter, and I've got my baby Oka on me asleep. So that's why I'm swaying. I wanted to share, I'm probably the newest or one of the newer members of the Sangha. And literally the last email I sent to her was, "Will you be my guru?" And she said, "Of course, we are all one. And next time we meet, we'll do a ceremony." And I didn't know until recently that I actually met Shanti Mai when I was a little girl. I was with my mum the first time she met her, synchronistically. And then when I had a big awakening to what life is when I was 28, I was drawn to go back to India, or go to India. That's another story, but I was in India when I was 8 months old and scared to go back, but felt drawn when I had an awakening. And Mum happened to be there at that time, and Shanti Maya was there at that time, and I went to all the satsangs, and I was still kind of, you know, just bubbling along, not quite connected to her in that way of recognition as my guru. And then when she passed, I just happened synchronistically to be with my mum, because I live 5 hours away. And it felt like it was a very quick thing. And when her body was shown to us in that final darshan, it's like I experienced her biggest teaching in that moment of just seeing her body as that meat flesh suit that the spirit comes into. And really, really realized that I am, you are, we are all one. And there was no longer any doubt around that. And I had been questioning for a while before I asked her to be my guru. You know, am I ready to make this commitment? You know, she speaks of Maharaji in a certain way of complete love, and I don't feel that. And so it took a lot of courage for me to write that email to her. But it was when she passed that this overwhelming, in the best way, love just cascaded through me, and that just wanting to sit by her side every day, if I could have, came to me just as she had spoken about her guru. And I realized that this is the potential of love that we have for all beings, and how powerful death is as a way to allow us to completely experience that love, and also birth and babies. To realize the potential of love that we have for every single human. And I loved, there's so many things, but I loved when she said in one of her earlier satsangs, you know, forgive once and then let it go. And I just realized that's it, because it's all one, we're all one. And yeah, I just feel that she is now in my heart, and I continue to speak to her and be with her every day in that way, both in her own essence and as one. And yeah, just I would love to continue to meet the rest of the Sangha and the family, and yeah, sending my love to you all wherever you are. That's all. Namaste.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say hello, and it's so beautiful to be here with you again. I was with Shantimai when I was so young. I was 18 when I met her the first time, and 19 when I went to India first time together with Anjali. And I just want to say how much it means to me and has meant to me all these years, until I was about 25, with you, the Sangha, and with Chantimai, and then I was away, not seeing her for many years. Now I'm 46, but it shaped who I am, and I never left, and I get so happy from seeing you all, and so much gratitude to Chantimai for everything, and what she means to us.
Namaste, Sanghaji. I love you all so much. I miss you a lot. I'm in Sweden, and I haven't met Chantimai for some years now. Last time I brought my, that is now my husband, to see her, and that was the only time he met her in flesh. I met Shanti my first time. I don't remember if it was 2001, 2002, 2003, something like that. So many stories. But I want to go back to my husband, because somehow it's hard not to be in flesh with the Sangha as in this time. I've been praying a lot before Shantimai left her body, and also continuing in a way I never had before, I think. Maybe when I have been in intense time in India or something, but this is like the whole time. And I see how it affects the people around me. That is what I want to share, how it affects my husband. I told him when we met, I can't marry you before you come with me to India. But but it was not the time for us to go. He has children, and many things around it made it impossible. But when I see the love, and I've been singing the mantras for his children to put them to sleep. I've been talking about some stories that Chantimai shared, and I see how it affects the children, even though they haven't met Chantimai, and they are now 17 and 20. And it also go into their dreams, and they, when Chantimai left her body, the 70-year-old girl, she had dreams about it, and told us. And it was really strong, and it was, I don't know how to explain for her what it is. I think of the mantra all the time. This is perfect, that is perfect, from the perfect spring the perfect. And I see how everything unfold in this perfect ways, in dimensions of dimensions, and it's love showing itself in so many ways. And I have never felt so close to you all in my heart, and I don't know how to express this in the perfect way. Shantimai always, she said that she was also my English teacher. It's hard for me to find the right words in English all the time. It's so many feelings and it's hard, all this English. I've been thinking so much about all the stories I wanted to share with you, with Shantimai, but it's too many, and it's not so the right time for me to speak English, I think. So I just want to say thank you, and I hope so much I can bring the whole family next year. That is really my dream, to see you all in the flesh. Thank you so much. I love you.
Namaste zusammen. I don't know what, but it keeps me out of my seat. I thought about how many from us are matured in Shantimai's presence. And that touched me very deeply. Most of us get a little bit old now. And I don't know how to say, I saw so many changes and so many beauty. And I remember Shantimai always said something like, all these old masters are really huge mountains. And all I can say is she was a huge mountain. And I have a lot of memories with her. But it's difficult to share. It was a really inside, private thing. So this I want to say. I think which master steps around the hill, keeps us by the hand, and took us up the mountain. I could not imagine another master could do that and did that. And she is very present, and I not really find words for my gratitude I have, and she is my master still, and she always will be. That's all I can say. I love you all. I saw you all in different situations and different, don't know, and around Shantimai, the miracles always was there and on point. And yes, hope I see you soon, somewhere, somehow. Love you. Mm-hmm. Namaste. Kannst du mich wieder aufmachen?
Since there are no more hands coming up at the moment, I'll take a moment to share. From my own experience. And then just a reminder that we'll meet again next week at the later time. So if there are stories you wish to share, there's no need to wish you had. We can just go ahead and share them next week. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So Surush and I are sitting at the Choki of Shantimai in her room, in her house, in the ashram of her guru. When I first came to India, it was with Ma Chetan Jyoti. She had invited me to be her drummer, and as it turns out, her driver for 6 months while I was in India. Those of you who knew her, she was an amazing Canadian kirtanwala that had left Canada and become an Indian citizen and a full-on orange-wearing Udasin Swami with a bald head, a green van and two dachshunds and a New Yorker for a driver for those 6 months. And one of the places we would play music was for Shantimai and her Sangha for the satsangs. But before any of that happened, I landed in India. The car brought me to the ashram in Rishikesh, and Ma wasn't there. So a French lady that stopped by said she was going to Lakshmanjula. Would I like to come? I had no idea what that was. We came and visited the Shiva temple. The Shiva temple told us about Sachadam, and we came to visit, just walked through, and as people just naturally do, they come to the back of the ashram, and they come to the Chabutra. We were wise enough to take our shoes off, and we were standing on the Chabutra, amazed by the view and the energy of the place, and I hear a voice calling out, "Hey, hey, hey!" And I look over, and it is Samana, who was guarding Shantimai at the moment. And she said, "Shantimai is in retreat." And I said, "Okay, I don't know what any of that means." And she said, "Don't tell me you haven't heard of Shantimai." And I said, "I promise I have not." And so she pointed over towards the house, and Shantimai was standing just past the gate. She glanced over and was just looking down. As I know now, she was just strolling to see Maharaji at that time of day. And I looked over, and both the lady and I gave a namaste, and Shantimai passed us by. We didn't meet in that moment, but that was... I met her on my first day in India. That always meant a lot to me. So later in the season, on the last day of the season, we happened to be the guest, and Ma reintroduced me. "This is Kevin. He'll be playing drums for you, Shantimai. Namaste, Shantimai. Nice to meet you again. And namaste, Kevin. Thank you for playing," something like this. And at the end of satsang, she announced that this was the last satsang of the season. And Maharaji had asked her to go to Africa for one of his students, who was named Desiree at the time, Ahimsa Raj now. And that she would have to travel alone because the people who would usually travel with her were not able to change their schedules so quickly. I was, of course, saddened that we wouldn't be playing for her again. I had a heart internal connection that we hadn't actually met yet in other than a public setting. That night down in Rishikesh at Ma's ashram, I had a very vivid dream that I was in Africa with Shantimai. And I told Ma that morning, I woke up, I could still remember aspects of that dream. And I said, "Ma, I had this dream. I was in Africa with Shantimai." And Ma said, "Wow, that's a really powerful dream. You should sit with that." And I said, "Okay." So we made some tea and we were sitting there watching Indian television, sipping tea. And a few minutes later, there was a knock at the door, and I opened the door, and there was Surya dressed in white, along with some of the other swamis dressed in white, and I don't know, 15 carloads of people, and Shantimai was there. There had been some miscommunication, and the Sangha had thought they were invited to some program at our ashram, and we were literally just sitting there drinking tea, watching television. So we got dressed, made more tea, invited everybody up to the roof, and we played and sang bhajan all together for some lovely time. And as the Sangha was leaving, Shantimai was the last out, and I was standing by the door saying goodbye to everybody. And I had a moment with her, and I said, Shantimai, I had a dream last night that I was in Africa with you. And she looked at me and she said, Kevin, you are welcome to travel with me as long as you like. And so I did. I had sold everything, gotten rid of cars, jobs, relationships, or they had gotten rid of me before I left New York. And so I could just say yes. So I got it all together, and along with a gift from Shantimai, I was able to make it to the Ivory Coast, to Cote d'Ivoire, where we had either a week or 10 days, something like this. Satchitananda was also there. Swami Satchitananda also came, and she was a very strong organizing presence. And we connected there, and Shantimai had a website that needed redesign and a book that needed to be re-edited. And she asked me to be her assistant, and I could just say yes. So I've been traveling with her as long as I like since then, and I will continue doing so. Now, 4 or 5 Sundays ago, Russ and I were at the Kumbh Mela together. Russ is her son. I was hoping he would be on this call. He couldn't make it. And we got a call from Tara Dasatya, and Shantimai was on Skype. And she asked us to come home. And so it took some doing, but we were able to get on the last flight out the next day, moving around in the Kumbh Mela is challenging. And we made it, we made all the connections, and Russ and Indro and I were able to visit with Shantimai on the last day that she chose to be in her body and present. And we got to spend some hours together. We spent time singing and remembering. I shared with her about each of the fire ceremonies that was going on all around the world for her well-being, for her transition. And she was in a beautiful state of utter peace. She was so ready to go. Maharaji was calling her home, and there was nothing that would stop her at that moment. I do think she waited for us to arrive, and it took some effort for her to be in her body presence, awareness in the moment, to be with us, to speak with us, to hear us, to listen to us. And she made that effort. And then when it was time, she said, okay, it is time for you to go. And as each of us left, she gave us each a final word. To me, she said, Sahara, bless this world. And so I shall. I know I can because she asked me to. And I know that each of us has a work to do, a calling from the heart, through the heart. And you know, I will pray for each of you, and I know that each of you will pray for each of us. As we move forward, we have a work to do. We are Satcha. We are all serving all, and we have much to do, and much we are capable of because she left us so prepared. There's much going on in the ashram. Please continue your prayers. The Gayatri is working its underlying cosmic magic, surely. I have more meetings with people from within the ashram. If you could send prayers even this evening, that would be most welcome. And I love that Tara Dasacha will still be welcoming all of us. And there will be much, when you feel to offer, offer. This would be my prayer for each of us, that all that we can offer, we do so. Our willingness will be what decides the future of Satcha's work through Shantimai's limb. So if there are no more hands, I think we can leave it there. Do we feel complete?
Yep.
I think so. So let's take a moment just to make sure that there's nobody whose heart is welling and needs to share. Yashodhara.
I just want to say a big thank you to you, to all of you. As for me, I am in that WhatsApp for every sharing and every video and every audio. And it's just been such a gift. And I wake up this morning and Shantimai is in my heart. And I feel, wow, it is what it is. The master's flowering continues in a much broader way through all of us. And I am very grateful that I am part of it. Thank you.
So, I suppose this works now. Thank you. Thank you for all this joy, for all this let go, for all these prayers, for all this freedom. You know, it's just beyond words. Sitting here, I wonder who is speaking here. And it's such a joy. It's a tremendous joy to be here around Shantimai, and very especially, you know, with so much heart. I feel like there's a lot of intellectual, a lot of science about spirituality that helps us going in. And Shantimai, she was just here with her heart speaking loving words, speaking through her pure heart. And this is such a gift for me, for all of us. And thank you for all this treasure, for all this light that is guiding us, that has been guiding me starting in the 90s, middle of the 90s, like for many of us. And it's been catapulting me into silence I'm so glad I had this chance to being accompanied with her loving joy. As a woman, it is very precious, not only as a woman, I know, but this joyful heart, it's going to ring throughout the rest of our lives. And thank you for you all. I'm really very grateful for all these contributions, for all these sharings to the heart. Thank you so much.
So just in this moment, as we're about to end this Zoom call, we heard a vast om from the garden, and it looks like Naropa and 100 of his students are downstairs chanting Gayatri Mantra. The audio, I'm not sure if you can hear because the live audio setting isn't working on my computer for some reason. But it's just a sign that the work continues, that Shantimaya's presence in our lives is, in, if anything, it is increased and will keep increasing in accordance with our willingness and our loving and our sharing. And as Shantimaya was saying in all those last months, she kept saying, do not send your concern, do not send your worries to me. Send your love, send your confidence, send your best. And so let us give that to the world. We are Satya, we are all serving all. And we will see you next week on Sunday for the later session of the Zoom calls. And we will be on, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We will see you then.
Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Ho Paramarma Ki Jai Ho Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai Ho Satcha Sangha Ki Jai Ho Shanti Mai Ki Jai Ho Maharaji Ki Jai Ho Satcha Baba Ki Jai Ho Giri Nari Baba Ki Jai Ho Kachcha Baba Ki Jai Ho Om Shri Satche Maha Prabhu Ki Jai Ho.
Quick question. Can everybody hear the Gayatri Mantra right now in the background?
Sahara, you should be able to click the original sound for musicians on.
Yeah, it's just unable to start live.
Able to start live for 7 minutes mode.
It's not.
Why don't you record it on your phone and send it on the WhatsApp thread?
So shall I do. I'm going to hit a couple more buttons. I'm going to stop the recording.